Texas Aggies, how does it strike you to hear your institution making the common argument of socialists as official policy regarding a second veterinarian school in Texas? It is completely redundant, Eleanor Green, dean of the Texas A&M College of Veterinary Medicine, said about Texas Tech's proposed vet school. There's nothing they're talking about doing that we don't already do. That comes from a Texas Tribune report and is the base argument for non-competitive government command and control economies. I recall the exact same arguments being made to me in Mexico by retired politicians about how redundant, how duplicative, and inefficient it was in the U.S. to have three or four different gas stations on each corner with all their own supply chains. They claimed their monopoly of Pemex stations was more efficient, but of course couldn't explain the higher prices and worse service. And yes, on the notepaper and blackboards of academia, the sole supplier model is more efficient, but nowhere outside the classroom is such the case. Texas A&M's Eleanor Green's making the argument of either the socialist or the monopolist about another Texas vet school. I assume it is from socialist leanings only because she's an academic, but don't forget that statists are monopolists too. They want government to monopolize. Writing stories and editorials on the vet school controversy is not going to affect much. The battle lines are mostly drawn in the Texas legislature. What must happen is that those who favor competitive markets in all things be elevated to power, and that's why if you favor a Texas Tech vet school, you should want a true market conservative as the next Speaker of the Texas House. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.